Your open water class consists of what's known as 5 confined water dives and then 4 open water dives. The confined water dives, most of the time, those take place either at a local pool or a pool right in your dive shop. And usually take about a day or a day and a half for you to complete. Your open water dives, now those are the fun part of diving. It's actually where you get to go and take the skills that you learned how to do in the confined water and put them into practice.
Sure.
Those are often done here in Florida. We specifically use Lake Denton, which is in Avon Park. And then we also give you the second opportunity, the second day of open water diving, where you can go and anywhere you want. In the case of Adventure Outfitters, we often take you, I mentioned Rainbow River, which is what we think is a historic cave system that collapsed.
We're back in the incubator program. I'm excited to bring on Brandon. We met Gabby last week, and for today, we've got another exciting entrepreneur, one of the backbones here at the Loth Center, along with Bert and Josh. You will hopefully be meeting them soon, but Brandon, thanks for coming on that entrepreneur show.
Yeah, thank you for having me on today. It'll be a great little podcast show for everything, and I'm excited to tell you guys more about what I do.
Everyone in this program does something really awesome, really unique, as you've seen throughout all of these episodes I've released. If you're not caught up with the Incubator Bonus Series, be sure to go into the episode description. Check out all of the inspiring entrepreneurs. They're up to a lot of great stuff. But Brandon, as I'm saying, everybody's up to something different. What are you up to in your business?
Yeah, so as of right now, I am an independent scuba instructor. I am the owner and operator, so to speak, of Dive Buddies. I teach everything from your first open water class through your first professional class, which is known as Dive Master, for both PADI and SDI. They are the leaders, the two joint leaders in scuba diving training.
Were you into this as a kid, or what led you into the scuba diving for a profession?
It's kind of funny, because if you would have told me 10 years ago I would have been a scuba instructor, I would have laughed at you in the face. If you would have told me even 3 years ago that I would have been teaching in general, that would have been even funnier. My parents got certified when I was really young, probably 4 or 5 years old, after my grandparents got certified, and they were kind of envious and jealous, so
right.
to speak. And trips to Florida where they would ditch us for the weekend and go to Key Largo and go diving, I was instantly jealous for, so many little reasons. And when I was 14, I was originally going to go on a Boy Scout trip down to Florida. Paid all the fees, and about a week before I broke my ankle, and suddenly I had a whole bunch of money, or at least what I thought was a whole bunch of money for a 14-year-old, and when used that to actually go get scuba certified in the cold waters of Square Lake, Minnesota.
Okay.
Which was super fun. From there, I kind of just took the journey of occasionally diving on cruise ships throughout the Caribbean, and coming down to Florida occasionally and doing some dives down here. And from there, I kind of took it and really ran with it when I got to school and went all the way through my open water instructor class.
Are you originally from Minnesota, or is there a reason you chose that place to start?
Originally born and raised in Minnesota. I like to joke, I told everyone I was coming back right after undergrad, and well, that didn't happen, obviously. So
you got used to the paradise weather here in Tampa,
uh-huh.
especially here downtown where we're at the Loth Center. I mean, I'm going to have to ask, where was your favorite place that you've gone scuba diving?
I've had so many great places. Absolutely love Bonaire, which is in the Dutch Caribbean down towards the Venezuela market. Absolutely beautiful diving. But here in Florida, I mean, there's some great opportunities as well. I often teach my classes up at Rainbow River, which is in North Florida. And this weekend, I'm actually going down to Pompano Beach, which is kind of known as shipwreck headquarters. There's a ton of different wrecks, and we're diving what is known as the Lady Luck, which is a very cool tanker ship that has kind of been converted into, quote unquote, an underwater casino. When they sunk the wreck back in 2016, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure that's the date it was sunk, but could be wrong. They sunk it with a bunch of different props and stuff, like a Lucky Mermaid, and my absolute favorite happens to be they put a card table, a poker table on there with a couple of statues of some card sharks around it, the actual sharks that, you know, are meant to resemble that card shark.
That's awesome. Are you able to wear like a underwater GoPro as you're doing all this?
Usually in my classes, I don't take my GoPro with me, but this weekend I probably will. So I'll make sure to share some photos from that trip this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. We'll revisit it at the end of the episode, but when these photos do go live, to learn more about the scuba business, where can we find you online?
Yeah, I have a website, divebuddies.org, also on Instagram and Facebook. I'll post things, photos of my classes and everything regularly on those platforms.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to come back to some more scuba tips for everybody, but since we're on that entrepreneur show, what has been the hardest parts or the most challenging areas to get this business started in the beginning parts of it?
So to be honest, I mean, I pivoted a lot throughout my entrepreneurial journey. When I was in high school, I actually started a graphic design company, specifically focusing on print design. And when I got to the university, I was super excited to continue to grow that. Walked into my first master's class and quickly realized that there were four other graphic designers in that room. And while we all operated in different markets, you know, whether it was our industries that we served or the types of media that we produce, you know, for example, I was a print designer. I focused around, you know, screen printing, design, and all of that kind of stuff. Quickly realized, you know, there's just so many of us out there that I wanted to do something different in my life. And so I started Dive Buddies as a travel agency. I basically just booked trips and went and took people, you know, down to Fort Lauderdale and down to the Keys on a regular basis, and all sorts of fun stuff exploring the underwater world. And then the opportunity came for me to actually get my scuba certification, or my instructor certification. And that pivoted again. And ultimately now the end vision, so to speak, for Dive Buddies is to hopefully help connect instructors on the independent level, like myself, to potential scuba students, so to speak, across the entire world through web app technology. However, that takes money. And, you know, right now I'm just having fun teaching on the weekends, because there's something special about watching people's first smile when they breathe underwater. There's nothing but pure joy when I see that.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you're able to keep following your passion. I look forward to seeing the business continue to unravel. Mm-hmm. As entrepreneurs, sometimes finances are a burden. They're there, but you have to enjoy the process, and I'm glad you're doing that. You pivoted to find something you really enjoy. But back to scuba diving. What are the more challenging areas to get started there for everyone out here who may be interested in now using you as your service?
Getting started is the easiest thing in the world. It starts with you either making a call to myself or your local dive shop. Please, please, please make calls to your local dive shops, whether you're here in Tampa or, you know, other places across the world. There's every market has their own local dive shop for you to get started. Your open water class consists of what's known as five confined water dives and then four open water dives. The confined water dives, most of the time, those take place either at a local pool or a pool right in your dive shop, and usually take about a day or a day and a half for you to complete. Your open water dives, now those are the fun part of diving. It's actually where you get to go and take the skills that you learned how to do in the confined water and put them into practice. Those are often done here in Florida. We specifically use Lake Denton, which is in Avon Park. And then we also give you the second opportunity, the second day of open water diving, where you can go and anywhere you want. You know, in the case of Adventure Outfitters, we often take you, I mentioned Rainbow River, which is what we think is a historic cave system that collapsed, you know, so many years ago. And formed what is known as a spring, basically, across the entire river. Super clear, super pretty sites with lots of bluegill, alligator gar, which are freshwater barracuda, basically, and then lots of turtles as well that are super cool to see. We also oftentimes run a charter out of St. Petersburg, taking you into the Gulf, and then, you know, if you are really interested in, you know, doing a specific type of diving, whether it's learning your caverns or going back to Lake Denton, we give you the option for that second day. We give you the chance to continue to explore what you're interested in, because everybody's interests in diving are different. Some really like fresh water, some really want salt water, and we give you that opportunity to kind of choose your own adventure, so to speak, if you remember those books when you were a kid.
Yeah. Is there like a certain distance, you should only go down a certain amount if you're new in the water, or is once you're trained, you're good to go?
Once you're trained, you're certified in most cases to anywhere between 40 and 60 feet. There is a subsector of the open water class called scuba diver. That limits you to, I believe, 40 feet with both PADI and SDI. And then your open water class, your full open water class, that limits you to 60 feet. If you want to start going deeper while you are, you know, while you can make your own choices, it is advised that you kind of take a what is known as the advanced open water or advanced adventurer classes with both PADI and SDI, where we train you about the theory behind going deeper. Mm-hmm. I'll give you another example. Lady Luck this weekend, the engine room, which is a part of the ship that we can get to, will be about 135. I've had additional training beyond, you know, the recreational limits to be able to get to that depth. The maximum recommended depth for recreational divers, I believe as of right now, is do not exceed 100 feet or 120, 130 feet with your deep certification. So there's a ton of other opportunities for you past your open water class to continue your adventure below the recreational limits.
Well, thanks for sharing all that and teaching us all the intro to scuba. We've learned a lot about your business as well, but we live a little more to give our audience. Mm-hmm. What's one piece of advice you can give to any entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs out there from your journey?
My advice is always just get out there and do something. You know, even if you're worried about failure or worried about stumbling, you just need to go ahead and do it. The opportunities will come, the pivots will come, and you learn a lot from those failures. Here at the Low Center, I didn't mention, but I'm also an operations assistant here at the Entrepreneurship Center. We host a weekly lunch series where we talk about those entrepreneurs. You hear so much about the successes in the world. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about those who stumble. And the stumbles oftentimes have more meaningful impact on your journey than anything else. And I credit a lot of my resilience to, you know, me accepting the failure of my graphic design company in my journey, so to speak, right, as being a good learning lesson, so to speak. And, you know, like we say here at the Entrepreneurship Center, we're all about those entrepreneurs who started, stumbled, and ultimately succeeded, which is my advice to any aspiring entrepreneur.
We have quotes all around the center, like the Steve Jobs one, the ones who just don't give up the longest are the ones who succeed. Mm-hmm. Where can we find you online one more time? You gave us a lights out show. I'm really glad you came on.
Yeah, of course. You can find me online at divebuddies.org, as well as on Instagram and Facebook. I think the handle is divebuddies.tpa. Again, that's divebuddies.tpa.
Thanks for sharing that. Thanks again for coming on. And everyone, be sure to go check him out online, especially if you are in the Tampa area. Give him a shout. And we are at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. I'm at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. Be sure to head to YouTube and subscribe to me there for this episode's video version and the rest of the Incubator series. And with that, we are signing off today, both in the Loth Center. Thanks so much, Brennan.
Thank you for having me on today, Vincent.
Crushed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. I got the green light on.
Natural.
Funny enough, I think that was the first time I've ever actually recorded a podcast. So
can't even tell.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah, can't even tell.
Glad you liked it.